pleasure to be here in Minsk today with President Lukashenko and Foreign Minister McKay. And as you said, Mr. Foreign Minister, 2.5 decades, that's too long. We are a bit overdue, and I'm glad to be here today. We should all recall the history. We're one of the first countries to recognize Belarus's independence in 1991, and we remain strongly committed to it. I hope today is a solid first step towards improved relationships and closer ties. First, as I told President Lukashenko, the United States welcomes Belarus' increased cooperation, information sharing on the shared security threats that our two nations have. The government of Belarus has signed agreements with the U.S. Department of Defense, the FBI, our DEA, to bolster teamwork in areas like border security, cybersecurity, and countering narcotics. We hope to see that increase in the coming years. We also spoke at length about economic issues. The United States agrees with President Lukashenko, who said recently, quote, "Belarusians have your own country, that you're sovereign and independent, and that you can't be part of some other country and can't betray you or dissolve Belarus," end of quote. The United States wants to help Belarus build its own sovereign country. Our energy producers stand ready to deliver 100% of the oil you need at competitive prices. We're the biggest energy producer in the world, and all you have to do is call us. In that spirit, I talked to President Lukashenko about tackling some of the obstacles that prevent American businesses from more readily and easily accessing this market and emphasized the need for a level playing field. WTO accession, increased private sector development, and legal and regulatory reforms will all help Belarus unlock its trade potential and secure its own sovereignty. Lastly, President Lukashenko and I spoke about democracy and human rights issues. Belarus has made real progress, but there remains work to do. The United States of America prioritizes respect for human rights, a strong civil society, and freedom of the press in every corner of the world. Further progress in those areas and others is the only path towards lifting U.S. sanctions. My counterparts and I also discussed the United States' hope that Belarus will adopt stricter international standards to battle human trafficking. I also welcome Belarus's participation in the Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom in Washington this past July, and its steps to allow groups to worship more freely here. We encourage further progress on this front. And at a time when anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head in new and frightening ways all across Europe, and sadly in the United States too, we welcome Belarus' commitment to acknowledging the horrors of the past and striving never to allow them to repeat themselves. We thank Belarus for partnering with the United States government to commemorate Holocaust Remembrance Day in May, as well as the 75th anniversary of the destruction of the Minsk ghetto. In closing, I want to emphasize that we fully support Belarus' desire to make its own choices, pursue its own partnerships, and play a constructive role in the region. Your nation should not be forced to be dependent on any one partner for your prosperity or for your security. It's my hope that this year will be the best one yet for our relationship.